Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know what happens when you hear that music. You know that it is the first or the third Friday of every month, and you know that you're tuned into the mind-blowing Tana Alonza show that is live here 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and that's exactly what is going on. We are live on the 19th day of June, 2015. The number to call in for your mini reading is 347-989-1719. That's right, 347-989-1719. And we're also going to be bringing on a little later in the show our special guest, Elder Vincent Sanders. He'll be doing some blessings for some of the lucky folks. And again, that number to call in is 347-989-1719 to get your reading from Tana. And a little later in the show, give us about 20 minutes or so, we'll be bringing on Elder Vincent Sanders, because that is exactly how we roll. The Tana Alonza Show, the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show, is live here on Blog Talk Radio, the first and third Friday of every month, and this being the third Friday in June. Well, you know what that means. That means Tana Alonza is in the house.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening, and supporting me. Today is the 19th of June, and it is the third Friday of the month. And, you know, I'm coming to you live every first and third Friday of each and every month to rock your world, have fun, blow your mind, give you some readings, get confirmations. And I have a guest tonight that we, like we had on the last show, which was the first Friday, Elder Vincent Sanders, who is a powerful, powerful prayer warrior and partner. He is bad. He has a strong and direct line straight to God and angel, okay? And it's my pleasure and honor to have him as a guest on the show again. He'll be joining us and having prayer for those of you who want prayer, and you'll be able to get his contact number and things like that from Elder Vincent Sanders. And I'll be doing my readings and doing my things like I always do, taking care of everybody across the country and everybody across the world. And I'm asking you, I would love for you to tune in again the first Friday of July, which is going to be the third. And the third Friday is going to be the 17th of July. That's when I'm going to be on again. I might do an hour and 15 minutes. Because I have people saying they want more, more, more Tana Alonzo. So, hey, I'm too geeked and excited and humbled and happy and honored to, you know, try to give more. Still doing my appointments and still doing workshops, lectures. I will be doing some videos. I got to update my YouTube. I haven't did that yet. And I will be doing more seminars, classes, and workshops. I know a lot of people want, like, condensed, accelerated workshops since it's summertime, and they want to go on those vacations and get gone and everything and fly out of here and stuff and drive out of here. I'm not mad. So I will be condensing some of my workshops from, like, 2 or 3 days to 2 or 3 hours. We're going to have a ball. We're going to talk about relationships tonight, and it's job, career, consultations and readings, and what else? Relationship, that's always the top of the ship, you know, on board here. And we just going to keep it real and keep it live, and people are going to be calling for prayer to get blessed. They have blocks and things that's agitated. Elder is the man to help you out with that. You know, he is the man. And so also something that I did promise that I did not get a chance to do last time, because we were so in the prayer and everything. We was in the spirit up in the house here. I did not read the tarot cards like I had, you know, promised before. And I says, okay, the next time I'm on, I will read the tarot cards. And so I am a woman of my word. I will be reading the tarot cards. So, and then after that, I will take everybody's calls. I'll try to get as many people as I can in to take care of y'all, like I promised. But I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of text messages and phone calls and voicemails. They're saying, hey, you know, you missed out on us. We want to get those tarot readings. So we're going to do that now. So the first I'm going to do two. I was going to do three, but like in the interest of time, because I want Elder to have as much time as he can. We're going to have him on again the third. The third Friday, we're going to have him on. I think that's the 17th, I just said, of July. Pardon if I talk fast. I don't mean to talk fast. I'll be just trying to get as much in as I can. I'd be so excited. But the first card that I pulled for the air sign, which, you know, your air sign people is Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini. So we're going to go with Libra. Libra is the first card is the Four of Wands. And, you know, wands are over career. It's over jobs, philosophy, politics, religion, any course of action you're doing, any projects you're working on, okay? And it just means it's a time for rewards right now, okay? It's a time to shine and get your just dues because you've been working hard at some things. And it means that you will be publicly rewarded and awarded, and things going to be taken off for you where people going to say, oh, my God, look at what they've done, or she's done, or he's done. And that's what I want to tell you about the Four of Wands. And it also means you've been making money at the his house, at the house. So, like, some people have, like, a home-based business. If they got their hustle on or whatever, if it's not Avon or Mary Kay or, you know, getting your readings on at home or making, you know, sewing clothes, making dinners, doing hair, nails, something at home, you know, maybe some people selling clothes. It just means that you finna be rewarded. Like, it's going to be like, oh, my God, word going to go through like wildfire, and that's how that's going to be. So you're going to get more business. And the next thing is a Two of Cups. Two of Cups is so, like it's really, really an understanding card to have, because that means somebody from your past that you was in love with and had a relationship, a romantic relationship, is going to be coming back. And they're not going to want to earn their keep and be on probation. They're going to be trying to slam their previous job title. So if they was husband, they're going to be like, okay, I could, like, date you, wine and dine you, be on probation. But no, tomorrow we're going to go to the courthouse, or tomorrow we're going to go fly to Vegas or to Ohio or something. They're not going to want to waste no time. They want to just get their title back. If it's boyfriend and you broke up with him, he's like, okay, I don't care who you with now. You know, you my woman as of tomorrow, or you my boyfriend as of tomorrow. If it was a fiancé, they're going to be like, okay, the wedding was off, but now we're going to get married again, okay, Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So they're not trying to earn their keep. They are trying to just say we're coming back. Also, it means a new love interest is coming into your life, Libra, and that is somebody new coming in. A third thing that it means is a lady friend. If you're a female, a lady friend you broke up with, friendship, could be sister, aunt, don't have to be a friend, sister, aunt, mom, a female that another female, like, broke up a friendship with and y'all wasn't cool, it means y'all going to get back together, make up, and everything is going to be cool, cool, and cool. And the cups is over love, romance, and any type of religion, okay? And the cups is over the water sign people. Scorpio, like me, it could be a Pisces or a Cancer. So if you say, well, who am I making up with? If it's a female, my sister, brother, my sister, my aunt, they could be a water sign person that you then fell out with and had words, and now they are going to come back and be cool with you. Y'all going to make up. And if it's a guy in a previous romantic relationship, they're going to probably, they could be a water sign, unless it's their ascending sign, okay? So I want to tell you that. And the next card is going to be for a earth sign. I'm going to talk about Taurus right now. So I'm going to pull two cards for Taurus. Okay, that's the earth sign. And the first card is Three of Swords. Okay, so Three of Swords. That just means you've been sad lately. You've been upset about something. You've been thinking about some things, and some things been popping off on the hip, and you've not been happy about it. So a little bit of melancholy, you know, a little bit of being a little, you know, sad about things. And swords are over air signs. So if you say, well, who upset me, you know, it could be an air sign person, which is a Libra or an Aquarius or a Gemini. That's what that is, my Taurus. And then the next card is the Nine of Wands. Okay, Nine of Wands is multitasking, success, you being real, real busy at that time. And, you know, it is a good sign. It can mean home business as well. And it just means you're taking care of business. You're almost there. You're already a success, but you're almost there. And so that's what that is. And, of course, like I said, the swords are over mental, you know, pursuits, you know, anything intellectual. That's what the swords are over. And, you know, calculating, strategizing, things like that, and thinking and methodical, any type of method thinking. And your wands are, like I said, over your fire signs. Wands are people that are Leos, Aries, and Sagittarius. And the wands are over, like I said, career, politics, philosophy, religion, any course of action you're doing, career, job, and any projects you're working on. Okay, that's what I want to tell you there. And so that is for Taurus. And now I got to get to my water sign. Okay, water sign, we're going to do Cancer. I'm going to do Cancer now. For two cards. Okay, the Cancer. First card is a high priestess, which is a major arcana card. They say arcana, you know. Maybe I have that southern twang, I don't know. And the high priestess means secrets revealed, uncovered, things that you did not know, finding out. A lot of people go to psychics, mediums, clairvoyants, clairaudience, sensitives, intuitives, when this card is pulled, or they have an extra sixth sense of things being revealed, secrets, mysteries being revealed, and things like that. So it means you're finding out some things, okay? And that's the female version, because you know the magician is the male version of the high priestess in the major arcana. And people say, when am I going to find this out? It could be 2 days, because that's the second card, you know. So 2 days, because you know the fool is the zero card, you know, like nothing in the major arcana. And so the next card pulled is the moon. So, wow, this is something, Cancer. The, you know, two like major arcana cards. So the moon just means like things you don't know about, some gut, you getting a gut feeling about some things. It is true. You know, go with your intuition because you are on point. And it also means that it's somebody in a love relationship that is deceiving you. That's not telling the truth. Got some deceit on them. And it's a lot of unknown mysteries. So don't make any concrete decisions right now because there's not enough information for you to make a concrete, informed, and correct decision. So it means to check into the situation a little bit more before you make any decisions, and you don't want to regret them. So that's Cancer. And the next card I am going to read is going to be a fire sign, which is a Leo. You know, that's Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, I'm sorry. So the first card is a King of Wands, okay, for that Leo. And Leo, King of Wands, you know, kings are usually older, or if they are a young person, they're mature. You know, they got their brains about them and everything. And it is a person usually who's 40 years old or more, should I call a big baller, has arrived, established, accumulated, and accomplished. And it means they got their stuff together usually. And wands just means he's a well-rounded person. Could be a fire sign because wands are over the fire sign. And I am reading this for a Leo too. He could be a Leo, a Sag, or Aries. And if it's a female that's going to be entering your life or around you now, it's like a masculine type. You know, they got that hard power. They got that power like a guy. And it just means this person's going to be really helping you into career pursuits, a job. They're trying to get your crib, your house. They're going to be helping you with something. They're going to be very instrumental because they're a big baller, which means they can get things done with a phone call and you're in. So if this is a family member or a friend or, you know, a coworker, this person will be very instrumental, Leo, in helping you get somewhere where you're trying to get. They just got a phone call or email. Boom, it's going to be done and taken care of for you. The second card, which is, oh, it's so good, I like it, is Seven of Pentacles. And, you know, Pentacles are over, you know, your air signs. Okay, did I say sword? The Pentacles is over the earth sign. Okay. Okay, I had to think for a minute, y'all. Pardon me, my brain was acting kind of nutty for a minute. But anyway, your Pentacles is over your earth sign, which is your Taurus, your Capricorn, and your Virgos, okay? And so the Seven of Pentacles just means investments, okay? It means putting your monies up for something in the future. So you're taking your money and you're investing it or putting it up for the purpose of getting back some bank, some nice cheddar. So some people use stocks and bonds. Some people use annuities, DVD with the CDs, and some people do real estate, okay? Some people, you know, will invest in a company. It just depends, but it means you're putting your money up. It could be I'm going to go ahead and go to school. I want to invest in myself because if I go take this course or this class or this da-da-da, it could be online. It could be a weekend something. It just means you're investing in yourself. And Pentacles mean you're investing to make some big bank, getting some high, good returns. That's what I'm going to tell you. And so that and somebody who could be coming to you to show you how to invest and educate you could be an earth sign person, which is a Taurus, a Capricorn, or a Virgo. Okay? So that's the card for Leo. And then the next card I am going to read, well, I should say the next sign will be Aquarius, okay? Aquarius is an air sign, okay? That's over the swords, okay? That's the sword suit. Just like, you know, the earth suit is over, I'm sorry, the pentacle suit is over the earth signs, and the cups is for the water signs, and the wands is for the fire signs, okay? Well, Aquarius, I was going to say peeled an onion. Lord have mercy. You can tell I'm using red onions for that kitchen, ain't you? Okay, the Five of Cups. That just means some regret and sorrow for a relationship that did not make it, didn't work. And you kind of like, you know, upset about it. You kind of thinking and reminiscing. And we got to get you up out of that because I see some new people coming into your vibration. But you got to let that old relationship in the mind go. You got to kill it. It's dead now, you know. So, you know, that's what I wanted to tell you. And it just means you're not happy with the way things went down since the other person had gone bye-bye. And cups, and if you say, well, you know, who left me? It could be in a person that was a water sign, since that's the Five of Cups. Could have been a Sag, I'm sorry, a Scorpio, a Cancer, or a Pisces that may have been the party that left. That's what I want to say to you, Aquarius. And then the next card, which is Seven of Swords, you're going to be doing a lot of carrying. The Seven of Swords is a thief card. That means somebody wants to steal something from you. It could mean your reputation. They want to gossip, lie, cheat, steal. It could be something tangible or your ideals. So just say you're in college and you know, have some ideals. You want to take it to the professor. And you didn't, like, totally, like, ran your mouth to some people. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to guarantee myself an A+. Well, somebody you're talking to is going to take your idea right from you and go to the professor and get your credit. So when this card, Seven of Swords, is coming up, if you have job ideas, a project you're working on at work, something to make money with, maybe you got a new guy or a new woman you got your eye on, it's saying be cool and be quiet because somebody want to take from you or sneak behind, get your ideas, get your man, get your woman, get your credit. And also it means tangible theft, which means don't be going in bad neighborhoods with your $200,000 ring and outfit and your car, because you will get carjacked or mugged. And we'll be reading about you on the news. So when this card comes up, okay, Aquarius, it means be careful of your surroundings. I'm not saying you will get hurt, robbed, mugged, cheat, beat down. It means don't go to where it's neighborhoods that you know is drama, because it's a high percentage. It's a high, you know, it didn't look good if you go. And if you do have to go to that party there, okay, make sure you dress down. And only had $20 in your pocket when you go. That's what you want to do there. Okay, and Swords is over air signs. So if you say, well, who would be the one mugging and trying to steal my ideal at college or mugging or taking from my house? And so put your jewelry up in the house and everything. It would be an air sign person, which is a Libra or Aquarius or a Gemini. So that's something you got to watch, okay? And because they talking junk too. Okay, the next card is going to be the next sign is Capricorn, which is an earth sign that's over the pentacles. Okay, and two things. Okay, now that was, I just pulled two major arcana cards. Okay, Capricorn. Okay, this first card I pulled in the major arcana card, that's death. That don't mean you're going to die tomorrow. Please, y'all breathe now. Keep breathing, okay? What that means is just is something that no longer suits you, something that you don't need in your life or vibration that don't work for you anymore. You're going to leave it. It could be a thing, person, or place. I know I'm talking about like I'm an English teacher, like I'm a noun, okay? But any noun, person, place, thing, situation, circumstance, it's going to leave. And if you're praying for things to improve and enhance and advance in your life, God is answering your prayers. So any drama that no longer can teach you or serve you, it's going to leave now. All the problems, it's going to leave right now, okay? And if it is, usually what I have seen in my past, and I ain't saying this across the board, but in when I read people, if it is a physical death, because when the death comes of something that you no longer need in your life, and the newness comes, it replaces it with a better quality of life for you. I want to say that, okay? But if it is a tangible person that's dying, it's usually somebody that's on the wrong side of the law. They could be slanging dope or something like that, on the run, fugitive, robbing banks. I'm just saying, in my history, you know, my past, when I read, you know, women and men, and they say, oh, that death card usually is that person that's going to get, you know, going to leave up out of here and transition. Or either it could be an elderly person, really, really sick. When that card comes, sometimes they don't make it. That elderly person is really, really ill and bedridden. So that's the only tangible death. Now, the other kind is if you're playing the Russian roulette deal and all that, well, you know what that means, you know, but you got folks who do all kind of things. Okay, so then the next card is the Hangman. That just means Capricorn been having some, that's a major arcana card, some melancholy, some depression, sadness, trying to get things together. It's a time when you can meditate and you would actually get a lot of information. Spirit will work with you good. It means you're tired of some things. And I'm not saying this is for all of a sign. This is just some people in that sign who, you know, may be contemplating suicide, or looking, and that might be for them the only way out, but you got to know that God got you. God has this, and it's so much to live for, and nothing is worth leaving here, you know, because you are well needed, and you have a lot of work to do. That's what I want to say on that one. And the next card I'm going to pull for is a water sign, which will be the cups, and that's for Pisces. Okay, that is, now I don't know why three cards wanted to pop up, but I can't do that because I get killed here. So Ace of Swords is the first card that came up, and you know Swords is over, you know, your air signs, which is your Libra, your Aquarius, or your Gemini. And that is showing it's going to be the start of some new calculating. You're changing your thinking around. Now, some people look at it as it's the beginning of drama, sword, you know, drama, calculating. It don't have to be. It could be you're turning to a new direction. Maybe you've been thinking about how to tackle something at your job, maybe get some more money. It means you're going to be so methodical and tactical and calculating with your mind. You're going to be thinking out the box. You're going to ace everybody else. So if you got like eight people trying to get this job and they have a job fair and everybody think their resume is tight, tight, and tight, you're going to have something, maybe a different colored paper, a different, you know, type of texture paper, and something on your resume that's going to blow everybody out the water. You're going to get that job or get all of the offers at the job fair or what have you. You're going to get the promotion because whatever you're thinking about, if it's a guy you're trying to get, girls, and all these women, the hoochies or whatever is around them, you're going to have a master plan on how to get straight to him. Guys, if it's a girl you're trying to get, you know, and you're like, oh, wow, this girl got a lot of competition, so many men is chasing her, you're going to have the master plan on how to get straight to that person, okay? So that means that you're going to be so calculating and change and flip the script with your game, you're going to get whatever you're going after. So that, to me, that is a positive, positive, you know, card. I like the Ace of Swords. Even though people say, oh, no, it's the start of new drama in my life. Oh, I don't need no more drama. Oh, my God. No, I know when girls and guys come to me and they read and they say, things ain't working out. I need a new strategy. Can you go in spirit and tell me what to do? I need to conquer this. They'll come to me. I'll give them a consultation. I'll tell them what to do, what to use, how to do, where, go, and what, how, when, and where. And then they'll call me and say, guess what? It was 400 people that applied. I got the job. So that's why I say, you know, the Ace of Swords, it will show up in their tarot card reading when they'll come see me because they got a new way of doing some things. Okay. And let me see. The next card is, oh, that Nine of Cups. I laugh at that because that's a sure enough good card to have. Nine of Cups. And I know I can see my girls who's like listening now, this is my clients, they know I be teasing them when that Nine of Cups come up. Nine of Cups is a card of sensuality, okay? Overindulgence, okay? Yo, cup runneth over. And I got to stay clean with this here verbiage because I have, you know, everybody listening here. But it just means I tell my girls to watch their waistline because usually, you know, it's a time when they be winding and dining and a lot of dating going on. Somebody taking you out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they taking you out for dessert too. They taking you to the mall. They have paying for hair to be done, massages and things like that. You're getting back rubs, you know, foot rubs, and they buying you the Victoria's Secret and all of that old stuff, you know. And it's a time where your aerobic activity is heightened. You know what I mean? Okay, and so I tell my girls to just be careful of their waistline because that's the time when you going out to eat a lot at the restaurants, you can gain weight. But it's sensuality. So a lot of love making going on when that card is pulled. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say there. And, you know, hey, you know, this is a fun time, you know. So, oh yeah, also be careful because you don't, you know, for those broke ones, you know, out there, you know, in your sign, you know, yeah, you don't want no babies right now, you know, you can't afford them. Okay, and I'm going to read two more, and then I will, you know, start answering questions, and then after answering questions and doing the meter readings, I'll go back to the signs, you know, that I did not address yet, because I want to make sure I get all of the signs, you know, going on, okay? Because I think I was on, let me see, it looks like I was on Pisces. Either I was on Cancer or Pisces a minute ago. Okay, but the next card pulled is King of Pentacles. King of Pentacles is a person who's like looted out, big baller. Yes, oh my God, money man. Okay, King, like I said, 40 years old or more, shot caller, big baller, has arrived. Accomplished, accumulated, and Pentacles means he loaded, okay? And Pentacles, like I said, is over your earth sign, which is a Virgo, a Capricorn, or a Taurus, and it just means that, now they can have a tendency to be like kind of like hardcore, not really emotional, lovey-dovey, you know, mushy, like the cups, you know, which is like emotional, the water signs, you know. They can be like, look, you know, ain't nobody got time for that, you know. You want to get married, I love you. You know, I'm showing you I love you by putting you in a big $4 million mansion and the kids going to private school and you got your 14 cars. You know, a lot of times they show their love through tangible buying things, money, material things. They're not necessarily the kind that, what you call, what's the new word, PDA, public displays of affection, out there holding hands at the mall. They're not going to do that. Okay, now you might have some, you know, earth signs that are mixed with something. Their ascending sign is mixed with something like maybe Venus or some, you know, a water sign like the Pisces or the Scorpio or the Cancer. Now they be holding hands, but it depends on what they're mixed with, their moon sign, sun sign, or what have you. You know, but otherwise they about making money. They be like, I see you Sunday back, because they make money, 2 or 3 jobs, or spending long hours running a company or how have you. But they're, you know, they're about making that cheddar, you know. And then the next card is the Queen of Pentacles. Same thing. Female, shot caller, big baller, has arrived, looted out, accomplished. And they have nice cribs, too. Nice houses, expensive luxury things in there. Usually 40 years old or more, shot caller, big baller. Again, Pentacles is the earth sign. So somebody's going to be coming around you or is around you that is an earth sign person, Virgo, Taurus, or a Capricorn, and they're going to show you how to totally help you or bring you into some money or your own. Okay, now, first thing I'm going to do now is I'm going to, now I don't know where I was at. I don't know how many more signs I got to read. I should have been writing it down. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer the first caller, and I'm looking here in the studio on the screen. It is a lot of people tonight. I'm blessed. Okay. Looks like Catherine in Florida has a question on love, and now I'll answer her call. Hi, Catherine. How you doing?
Hi, Tana. I'm well. I'm also a Detroit girl, but I got tired of shoveling.
Oh, hey, Detroit. Well, hi, welcome, and thank you for calling the show, Catherine. I really appreciate
you. You're quite welcome. Thank you. I would like to know, Tana, if you see someone, some substantial love. It's been a very long time since I've had anyone.
Okay. I do see some people. I see about 2 to 3 gentlemen, but I'm not seeing an immediate thing. I see some things that got to go on with your vibration first. Because, you know, you have been through a lot in your past, and I'm seeing it's like, I don't want to say block, but it's a little bit of resistance going around, like around you, like a circle. And I see once the block or the circle, the interference is gone, I do see the people coming, the guys coming. And I do see some of the people that has been looking at you, wanting to approach you, they not for you. You know what I'm saying? You have to be discerning. And you have to be, you know, making sure they're the right type of person, and you are. But I just feel that they're not there yet. I feel you will be meeting some people, and you will be dating. And I do see, it looks like I see JU for July. I'm seeing as July come in. You might be the middle or the end of July. I'm seeing you're going to be invited to a barbecue. And I do see 2 or 3 gentlemen looking at you. One, I'm not feeling because he's married, and he's going to be asking some guy, like the hostess, oh, what's her name? Who is she? I don't like him. He's silly. He's short. He makes you laugh, but seeing some salt and pepper gray hair, but he bald-headed in the middle, a little short and pudgy. He's nice to be a friend with, joke, laugh, you know, but no relationship. But he's going to be wanting to push up on you in the relationship, you know, leave that one at the door. The other guy that I see coming in your vibration, he's going to be thin and tall. He works a lot. He's a very sensitive, quiet guy, and he's been hurt, and he looks like not too long ago either got separated or divorced. I do see him having children. It looks like the children are like 18 and maybe 16. And it looks to me like he is, like, lonesome. He wants a girlfriend. He's looking to start anew. He's very giving, kind, loving, generous. He works a lot. He has a very, very good insurance plan and retirement plan. But he's scared to get hurt. You know, it's like his confidence is low. And I'm seeing he wants to be with the love of his life, but it's like he's nervous. I do see you and him will talk, but he's going to be extremely quiet. And you might think, oh, he's not feeling me because he's not talking. He's not talking because he's afraid. It's nothing about you, but he's going to like you because he's going to peep you out when he first lay eyes on you. He's going to say, she's the real deal. She's no games, and you're not going to be needy. You know how some of them are needy? You know what I mean by that? They talk to a guy, say, hey, how you doing? What's your name? And the guy say, I'm Joe. And she said, hey, I'm Gina. And then the next thing, she's trying to press him to marry. When are we going to get married? He's like, what? When are we going to get married? Okay, desperate. You don't have that vibe. And he's going to see that you're not going to lock him in because he don't want to get locked in. He want to, you know, he wants to spend time with a female. He wants that female energy, but he wants to enjoy you. And I feel you will be seeing him in the summertime out, not at this party, not at this barbecue. And I feel it's going to get hot and heavy around September. It's going to get hot and heavy, okay? But you know we have an the Venus retrograde coming up in here, you know, which is over love, family, romance, and it's over money, you know. So people kind of get, you know, standoffish during that time, okay? And I got my book to tell you actually when it's going to be, the Venus retrograde. I don't affect relationships that's already going on, okay? It's just new things. You're not supposed to get married or whatever, or start a new love relationship. That's going to be the 25th of July. And it comes in and begins at 5:29 a.m. Eastern Time, which is 2:29 a.m. Pacific. And it leaves September the 6th, 2015, at 4:29 a.m. Eastern Time. And it leaves at 1:29 a.m. The 6th, you know, at 4, you know what I'm saying, Eastern.
Sounds like about 2 months.
Time. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, up 3 hours behind, you know, Eastern time. So those times you got to just, you know, kind of like watch out for. But you're going to meet him, it looks like, out, and you're going to click. It's going to click because he's going to be staring at you. That's how you're going to, and he's going to be real quiet. You're going to exchange. And he's going to be in his uniform, too, by the way, when you do meet him. Okay, so keep us posted, darling.
Thank you very much, Tana.
Hey, my pleasure. Hey, my pleasure. Okay. Thank you for calling in the show. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
The next – bye-bye, baby. The next person calling is – let me see on here. It is – wow, how many – I'm scrolling. It's a lot of people here. It is – okay, I did her already – Gina in Georgia, she wants to know about her career, and she wants a blessing from Elder. Gina in Georgia.
Hi.
Hi, Gina. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Well, thank you. I appreciate you for calling and supporting the show.
Oh, thank you. It's been a while. I finally called you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you called in, and hey, and you know, you gave us a chance and called back. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So you had a question for me, darling, on your career?
Yes. I am not working. I'm looking for employment, and I've been out of employment since 6 weeks ago. So I'm looking, but when do you see me actually finding something concrete?
I'm seeing something within the next 2 or 3 weeks, but what I'm picking up two things. The first thing I pick up that's going to be coming on in 2 or 3 weeks is going to be, I said something like part-time, and it could be permanent if you want to, but I just saw this is something to get some money to pay bills, so you can work like 2 or 3 days a week if you want, and,
okay.
And your hours depend on you, okay? So if you want to work 8 hours, 4 hours, 12 hours, that's going to be on you, but I see that can come in 2 or 3 weeks. You're going to need some chocolate oil for that and put on the resume and on the phone and on the computer when you go to your, you know, your online resume. and in your application, mix it with some steady work oil and some magnet oil, and have that in. That's going with some, you know, a couple of pinches of sugar and some cinnamon and a drop of honey and a drop of vanilla flavoring. You wear that. And some people like to say the 23rd Psalm. You can do that if you like. And I did see that. And then I saw the fall, something coming concrete. It looked like it was a permanent job. It looked like it paid more than this job I'm seeing that's going to come in 2 or 3 weeks. But also what I want to tell you is it looks corporate. I see office. Mm-hmm. I see office building. I see you're going to have to go ahead and dress up like in your casual office attire, okay? And that's going to be 40 hours a week or more, and that's going to be a 401K. That's going to have a lot of benefits. I see insurance. I see dental. I see a lot of people trying to get in there, and they're going to just scoop you on up. They're going to love you because you're going to have that oil on to be dressed. And you can have a green candle. I wouldn't be mad at you, a green and gold candle and or a red candle as well to add with the green and gold. And I did see you having a opportunity, if you wanted to, you could retire from there. And I saw that around the fall. But you know what you can do? You can start getting your outfits for this because you're going to be interviewing with them. You can get your outfits like the end of August when they start having the sales. And I saw you getting 2 pairs of shoes, and you're going to be on and popping. And it looks like I saw you having 2 interviews, but they're going to do 1 interview. They're going to have 2 plans, but the person will be so impressed with you, you're not going to have to interview with the second person in the company. The first interview, you own and popping.
Okay.
And it's
going to
be some nice money, too, by the way. And it looks like I didn't feel it was going to be an every-week paying job. They're going to pay you bi-weekly, bi-monthly. So that means once every 2 weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be on and popping.
Okay. Because I've been looking at different areas, especially in the human resources. That's what I've been focusing on to get employment in that area. Even though it's new, but I'm willing to try to get in that field.
Well, you're going to be doing some data entry. You're going to be on the computer, so you will be able to train in human resources, but you're going to be pulled between 2 different departments. But you're going to have an opportunity to, after your training, your 90 days and stuff, and your probation, you'll be able to stay in one department. But and they're going to train you and be so impressed, you will be ending up getting a raise and a promotion and being a supervisor. Did you know this? And you will be having to move because it's not near you. It's going to be far away, okay? But it's going to be upscale far away. So that's good. You want that cheddar to get you a new place, don't you? I want you to keep us posted. And what I'll do is I'll bring Elder on the line because you said you wanted a blessing from him, sweetheart.
Yes, sure.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to put Elder on the line. Let me go down here and see. Okay. Here go Elder. I hope I didn't hang her up. Let me see. Annette, I need you. I hope I didn't hang her up in Georgia. I hope Gina called back because I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Well, Annette, if she calls back, can you just plug her in to Elder and myself? Because I didn't push the wrong button here in the studio and I done messed up. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I'm being technology. Okay, the next call is Sharon in Nebraska, and she has a question on relationships. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing
pretty good.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for calling and supporting the Tana Lanza Show. Really appreciate that.
Well, it's been a long time, but I was excited to see you were on, so...
Thank you.
I was almost wondering your general reading that you were doing. Kind of, I don't know. I was hoping it was kind of for me, but I wonder if you could give me a reading on relationships.
Okay, now what do you want to know about a relationship, sweetie?
Well, I've just been kind of separated from everybody. Friends and... I don't know if there's any, you see any love coming up or.
Okay, so you want to know, like, your family, or you want to talk about a love relationship, a romantic relationship?
Romantic, I guess friends.
Okay, so your friendships and you want to know about a romantic relationship, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, sure, no problem. Okay, what I do see is some things that went off recently. I saw some things, Spirit said division, separation, and Spirit is saying it's going to take some time because there's some things inside you that has to be taken care of on the emotional tip and on the spiritual tip. And when that's taken care of, more grounded, more foundation there, the people, the right person, the right mate is going to draw themselves into your life, okay? I didn't see immediate. I just saw when things get taken care of, you will be getting certain energy from people, places, things that you want to draw. And far as you said, the distance of your friends, I'm seeing that they don't know what to do. They're like caught up in limbo, some friends around you, but some of them are not friends, real friends, and some of them are, but people are like just in a funk or a fog trying to figure out what they want to do. And Spirit say they're saying which side of the fence they want to be on. So they're trying to just choose and decide, like, what friend they want to be with. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on with the friends. But after a while, it will all pan out. You're going to also be getting some new friends as well. And you're going to be seeing these other friends that are kind of like weird and strange to me. You're going to see them in a different light. You're going to be like, okay, what? You know, what was I thinking about? Why was I giving this energy? You're going to be like, no. You see what I'm saying? But I do see when some things get together, so maybe meditate a little bit. Light some candles, relax, and I do see some new people coming into your vibration.
Okay. Yeah, I think I kind of had some friends who've been just pretending to be friends.
Oh, yeah. And they don't know what side of the fence to be with you or your friend, you know what I'm saying? So they're trying to, like, back off from you to create distance on purpose. But when people don't know who they want to be bothered with, they're not real friends, and they're not authentic and genuine anyway, so you don't need them. And you're going to replace them anyway, you know?
Right.
The right person's going to come relationship-wise, romantically. You got to just get more grounded, and I saw that person being there.
Is it someone I know now?
No, you haven't met the person yet.
I haven't. Okay.
Nope. Okay, baby. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and supporting the show, and I appreciate you doing that. And I want you to, keep us posted because you'll be giving us some good news. Okay, baby?
I will. I would like a blessing if that's possible.
Oh, sure. Now, this time I'm not going to hang up because I sure messed up last time. Annette, can you plug in Elder for me? Because I don't want to touch nothing.
No, he should be there, Tana. Elder, welcome to the show.
I am here. Hello, thank you for letting me on the show. Hello, Tana.
Hey, how you doing, Elder?
I'm doing great.
That's good.
Can I have a prayer request?
Yes. Sharon, I want you to pray for her. Did I get that right, Sharon?
Yes, please. I really do need it.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, and we thank you right now, and even before we ask, God, we give you all praise, glory, and honor. And right now, God, for sharing, Father God, hallelujah. Father, you created the heavens and the earth, God, and you know exactly what she needs today in this hour, God, and you're capable to come and bless her. You're capable by your spirit, Father God, to bless her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, Father. And we speak it in her life, God, whatever she needs, Father God, we're asking you to take care of it right now, Father, not many days hence, God, but in the very same hour that we pray, like right now, God, bless this woman right now. Hey, glory, let us see these blessings come to her, God, one after another, in the name of Jesus. Woman, hallelujah, we call you blessed right now, in the name of Jesus. Open up your eyes, glory to God, and see these blessings coming, hallelujah, because when they get there, you're going to know that you blessed. Hey, glory, hallelujah, begin to start counting your blessings to her until you ain't got no more hands to count them with her. Hallelujah. It's going to be more than your fingers. And it's coming even right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get some receivership in your spirit because it's already coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jesus,
it's our pleasure.
Amen.
Keep us
very
posted because
well.
You're going to be giving us some good news, Sharon. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And now we're going to turn it over to Annette.
And it is always a pleasure to be part of this fabulous, fabulous program. The Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show is live on the first and third Friday of every month here at the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show. You'll find us on Blog Talk Radio. You can go ahead and check us out, blogtalkradio.com/ The Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show. You can catch the archives. You can check the schedule. But we'll give you that schedule. It is the first and the third Friday of every month, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So we want you to tune into that. We also want you to find Tana. Where would you find her? On her website, TanaAlonza.com. You're going to get all the background information on your favorite reading gal. You'll find out what kind of reading she does, how she sets that up. The possibilities are endless. You can do group parties. You can do private readings. You can do consultations over the phone. You can do consultations on email. You can do consultations in person. There are so many different ways for you to connect with Tana, but you're not going to find out what they are unless you visit TanaAlonza.com. We also give you out her email. It is Tana@TanaAlonza.com. So you can ask her questions. You can give her confirmation. That is such a wonderful thing to do. Call her up, email her, and give her a consultation confirmation. Did I say call her up? I sure did. When you want to talk to Tana and you want to talk to her live, set up that appointment. It is 586-944-9289. That's right, 586-944-9289. Schedule that one-on-one private consultation with Tana, where you can be a little freer, let your hair down, really ask those deep, deep, dark questions that you maybe don't want the entire world to hear on a radio show. And also take your time. Go a little longer with Tana. And when you book that private reading with Tana, that is a private reading. And you can take your hour and a half, your two-hour readings. Some people get three-hour readings because they know their girl Tana is accurate. They know their girl Tana is going to blow their mind, and they know that they can tell her anything. This is not your mama's psychic. We do got to remind you about that. So you're going to check her out at TanaAlonza.com. You're going to email her, Tana@TanaAlonza.com. You're going to find her on YouTube, as she mentioned earlier. She's getting some more videos up. Good girl, Tana. You'll also find her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Occasionally she hops in on LinkedIn. You're going to find her on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You're also going to find her on Keen, and you're going to be able to check her out on her website, Tana@TanaAlonza.com, and live here on Blog Talk Radio, the first and third Friday of every month from 7 until 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And on the third Friday of every month, we're going to welcome back Elder Vincent Sanders, and we'll give you some contact information with him as time goes on. But actually, the time is going on, and we're going to welcome Tana back into the house.
Oh, hi. You know what? Annette didn't notice, but Annette, don't forget to tell them about your award-winning best-selling book.
Oh, my holy God. Thank you so much. I am blessed indeed. Please visit Amazon.com and look up Global Voices of Social Media, Global Voices of Social Media. 99-cent Kindle special. We're offering that for you because the paperback is about ready to come out. So until the paperback comes out, you can get this fabulous ebook. Voices of 25 Women from All Over the World. It is a number one bestseller. Thank you so much, Tana. And you're going to find it for 99 cents. So go to Amazon.com and look up Global Voices of Social Media, and you can get yourself a fabulous book for 99 cents because when the paperback comes out, it's going to be a little more than that. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Cool. Well, I did promise that I was going to finish with the tarot for the signs that I didn't want to neglect anybody or forget. But the last air sign I was going to read, the zodiac, is Gemini. And the card is the Fool, which is Major Arcana, and the Three of Cups. And so the Fool just means a new journey, a fresh start is going to come up for you, Gemini. And travel is coming up as well. A new trip, journey, fresh start, fresh beginning. And it means you're going to be getting in some new territory. And you know, think about things, take your time, because you don't want to make mistakes because it's an opportunity to be embarrassed. So you don't want to show anything like you're, like, close to naive or anything. That's what the Fool is for Gemini. The next card is Three of Cups. Cups is over your, emotional signs, which is water signs, Scorpio, Pisces, or your Cancer. And the Three of Cups means celebrations, parties, dances, get-together functions, events, weddings, retirement parties, birthday parties. Also, it means a young person proposing to you. And that's Three of Cups. So that is for the Gemini, okay? And then the next card is for the Pentacles, which is Earth sign. It's for Virgo, okay, because I didn't read the Virgo in the Earth sign. Okay, the Virgo, two cards came up, Nine of Cups. So that means that's a young person, between 23 and 25 years old usually, very aggressive. They are not a joke. And they're going after, they're pursuing someone with all they got, coming after them with both barrels. It's action. It's an energy card, proactive card, and they are not playing. And so they would be, you know, calling and coming over, visiting, emails, snail mail, phone call, voicemail, knock on the door, news of, and it's a person who's really mushy, maybe saying, oh, I love you, I want to be with you, can you go out with me? And Cups, if you say, well, who is this? It would be a person that is perhaps a water sign person, a Cancer, Scorpio, or a Pisces. So that's what that is, Virgo. And the next card up is Eight of Pentacles. Eight of Pentacles just means a move with money, and it also means apprenticeship, okay, learning something, a new trade, a new way of making money, I should say, not a new trade, because trade is over career and job, which is wands. Pentacles are over your earth signs, okay? So this is over you, you know, because you're an earth sign, you know, Virgos, Capricorn, and Tauruses. So it just means you're learning something new to make you some nice cheddar. You also could be getting a raise or promotion. And what it means is you could be learning, you know, from a lecture, seminar, workshop, class, YouTube, some things. But whatever you're learning, it's going to make you some nice, nice money on the return. That's what I want to tell you there. Next card is, the next sign, it looks like, is Scorpio. Okay. That is the Ten of Wands. And Ten of Wands just means things are taken care of. You feel like you're carrying a whole lot. You've been through a lot lately, carrying a whole lot on your shoulders, big burden. And you are there. You have arrived. So all the drama should be gone. And you're going to be seeing your accomplishments, even though you're like, I've been sweating forever, Jesus. You're going to start seeing the fruits of your labor now. And you have arrived, okay? So that's the Ten of Wands. And Wands are over job, career, philosophy, course of action, projects, any type of things like that, you know, religion and politics. Also, it's over your earth sign. I'm sorry, your fire sign, which is Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. So, you know, they might be like giving you a pat on the back, saying, hey, you know, you're there. You didn't made it. That encouragement and support. Next card is Six of Pentacles, Scorpio. That just means that you're going to get a lump sum of money dumped in your lap. So a lot of times, because that means charity. And Pentacles, you know, like I say, it's over your earth sign again. And so that is Virgo, Cap, or your Tauruses. So they might be someone is instrumental in giving you a lot of money. Usually with the Six of Pentacles, even though some people say you can give money like you can get money, I usually know with my people it's like they're getting money. Sometimes it's not even, they're not even alert or aware they're getting this money. And you don't have to pay it back. So if you're like, well, you know what, I'm applying for this grant, scholarship, this, that, you don't have to pay it back. It could be a grant of some sort. And it usually could be from one source. Don't have to be from two or three banks. One person, and you know, you get looted out. The next card is the Sag. I didn't do the Sagittarius, okay? So the next sign is the Sagittarius, and then after that, I would do the Aries, and then I didn't, you know, I would have taken care of all of the, you know, the signs. But the Sagittarius is Ten of Swords, which, you know, swords are over your air sign, which is your Libra, your Aquarius, or your Gemini. And it just means been through a lot as well. And you feel maybe that you have been stabbed in the back because of something somebody did or something you went through. It does mean you have some motivated enemies or haters in the background. We don't care. That means you're doing your job if they're hating. And it just means you're at the end of drama. No more drama. Yeah, well, some treachery could happen in deceitful situations you were dealing with, but you're done with that now. You say, well, who was doing this? It could have been another sword, which is the air sign, which it could have been another Gemini, Aquarius, or another Libra. Okay? That's for the Sag. And then the other card is Eight of Swords. You've been feeling bound by something. You've been stressing and worrying real, real bad, feeling that you can't get out of some situation, but you're looking more and giving more energy to the problem than the actual solution or result or answer. So it's like, yes, it's not saying you don't have a problem, but it's like the problem is like, right, the answer's right there, but you're not looking at it. And Sword is, again, over a air sign person or situation, which is your Libra, your Gemini, or your Aquarius. And last sign is Aries. Aries, Nine of Swords. So that is a really big problem you're looking at. It's a problem, Aries, that you're dealing with, and you seeming like, oh, God, it can't be going on anymore. I don't have anything else to, you know, to give to get rid of this problem. It just means that you been worried about something so tough where it's keeping you up at night and you have insomnia, you worry and stress, anxiety, things like that. That's what that means. And you say, well, who has something to do with this? Sword is air sign, you know, a Gemini or a Libra or an Aquarius. And then the other card is the Devil. The Devil card just means self-sabotage, you doing yourself in. Some people have like habits like substance abuse. Some people have alcoholism. Some people are in an abusive relationship, in a love romantic relationship. And then some people do things to hurt themselves emotionally. If you say, what you mean by that? That's when you're hurting yourself. The Devil card is a major arcana card that comes up when you're hurting yourself. That means, like, just say you're in a relationship and it's not going anywhere. You're crying, you're upset, you're depressed. That means you're actually in your own Hades. You know, you're in your own purgatory, but you know you can lead this person, but you won't, then you are creating your own drama. And that's what that means. And the last card is Seven of Wands. That just means it's a person who wants what you got, and they're willing to do anything underhanded to get there, down, devious, and dirty. And that's what the Seven of Wands is. And Wands is over your fire signs, which is Leo, Sag, and your Aries. Okay, and the Wand suit is over career, job, philosophy, course of action, any religion and course of action you're doing in any projects. And then, let me see, the last call, I'll take one more call, because I know I took a lot of time up with the tarot, it was someone that wanted to get a mini reading and also get prayer from Elder. I'm going down this list here. Okay, let's see, where is that? Okay, this is Valerie from California who has a question on romance. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Tanya. Hi.
Hey. How you doing, darling?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So, hey, you had a question for me on romance?
Yes, I'd like to know when you see romance coming in. I don't particularly want to go through several gentlemen. If you could see someone that's substantial.
Yeah, so you want to not date, you just want the right man to come to you and knock on your door. Is that what you want?
No, not knock on the door. I can get out there.
I'm teasing. I'm having fun with you, girl. No,
okay.
You know sometimes we have to date to get that right one. Now, you know that now, right, darling?
Right,
but, I see that you really are guarded with your heart, which is good, you know. You're like, I'm not letting anybody waste my time. You're a no-nonsense woman. And that can sometimes intimidate some men. You know that, right? They might think
right.
You are hard, right? So we got to soften you up a little bit there, girl. And what I do see is, I know you're doing that exterior to keep the bad people away, which is not bad, but you're keeping some of the good people away too. So you would have to date a couple of guys first, but I did see they wouldn't be like the kind you would toss back in the water. You would actually become friends with them. You might say with two or three of these guys, I would want to be in a romantic relationship with, but I'd love to hang out and be friends and go out with, and they would be fun and nice. And then it looks like I did see that third or possibly fourth guy, he would be the one. But I did see the other ones, you wouldn't like be like, you would want to continue having a friendship. Because I saw you laughing and joking with him, but one of them, this belly, oh my God, he looks like he's 9 months. You didn't know he looked like this, right? And I saw him like show up like, hi,
You're like, oh, whoa. And I saw you wanting to laugh and bust out laughing, right? But the guy is so funny, like you doing that. Except you ain't going to, like, embarrass him and laugh in his face. But I saw
right.
you. He's like, how you doing? Let me here to kick you out. And it's like, but I see you did not hurt his feelings, right? You were being politically correct. But I saw that he would be a great, great friend. You're like, oh, he can't be my man. Oh, no. But I did see this guy. And you hanging out sometime, because he going to keep you laughing. He going to be so nice. He's very generous and kind, but he's just not your cup of tea. And he was, you know, I'm going to say, I don't want to say the word short. I'm going to say height challenged.
Yeah, I'm looking for more of a taller person.
I know, but what I'm saying is this guy that, you know, you're going to have a lot of friends, but you are going to get that guy. And I did see that it will be long term. And I saw you with this person a long, long, long time. You're going to be meeting a lot of friends, but you are going to get the love of your life. And I did not see it being very long, and it did look like it's going to be during the summertime. And I did see you having a ball with them and having a lot of fun, and they're going to like to travel a lot. They're going to want to go out of state a lot. They love to go. That's just their personality. And they're very hyperactive. They like to go, get up and go, too. That's what I want to tell you.
Okay, this is the one I'm looking for?
Yeah, this
tall
is the guy you're going to end up with. This guy you're going to end up with, okay?
Okay, and that's this summer?
Yeah, huh? Yes, this summer, sweetheart. Yeah, but you are going to get a lot of friends along with the boyfriend, so you're going to have friends to hang out with, you know, as well as, you know, having a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that would be fine.
But I want you to, I want you to breathe and don't be so hard. Because some good men are.
I'm really a nice person.
But you're protecting your
heart. I'm really very nice.
Yeah, you're protecting your heart. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So is he working, this gentleman?
Yeah, he's working. You're not going to date no man that's broke.
Oh, well, he could be retired.
Plus, he's traveling. He's going to be traveling, so he's making big bang because he likes to drive out of state. He likes nature and stuff. He will get on a plane and fly, but he has some nice, nice money. So he's not broke. But no, you're not going to be with no man that's broke, darling.
Oh, no, of course not. Do you get a month?
Do you what now?
Do you get a month in the summer?
Do you get a month in the summer? I'm sorry.
Do you see when the summer is it?
Oh,
like
when?
July,
when?
August?
When? Okay.
Yes.
You know what? It did look like I saw him. Part of me feel like you met him already, but he didn't say anything to you. Like he saw you at a place already, but he's going to actually speak to you. I keep getting AU. So August. I keep seeing August, and I do know we will be in a Venus. Retrograde then, but it doesn't affect anything that's already going on. So this guy liked you already, but it looks like you will speak face-to-face during August. I see around August because you and him are hanging out before the fall. By the time the leaves fall off the trees and everything, you know, you will have, you know, been hanging out with him. And I want you to keep us posted too, okay?
I will. Sounds like this is a keeper.
Hey, okay, well, thank you for calling, and I appreciate
you
for supporting the show. I had fun with you. And now I'm going to turn
thank
it over
very
to
much.
Elder. You're welcome, sweetheart. And Elder will give you his contact information for prayer and things like that. Elder?
Yes, Tanner?
Yes, and you're going to give them your contact information because I know they want to know how to contact you for prayer and things like that.
Okay, I have an email address, and I'm still setting up for my prayer line, and I'm going to have to get back at a later date, like tomorrow.
Okay, Ben. Did you have your email address? Or?
Vincent Sanders, 30, the number 30, at gmail.com.
All right, everybody. Well, that is Elder Sanders, and that is a powerful, powerful man. God is working with him, and he is truly anointed. And now you have his email address to contact him, and I am going to send it to Annette, and I want to thank everybody, and I'll catch you the first Friday of July.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's right. The first and third Fridays of July, we've got Tana Alonza. So Friday, July 3rd, while you're busy thinking about some wild fireworks, call in. Call into the show. Mind-blowing Tana Alonza show, which will be live starting at 7 p.m. Eastern on July 3rd. It's the first and third Friday of every month anyway. And you can get in touch with Tana. And then on that third Friday in July, the 17th, we're going to welcome Elder Vincent Sanders back. So how do you get in touch with Tana? Easy. TanaAlonzo.com, that's her website. You can email her at Tana@TanaAlonzo.com, and you can call her at 586-944-9289. And you can contact Elder Vincent Sanders, and we sure hope you do. At Vincent Sanders, the number is 3 and then 0, Vincent Sanders 30, at gmail.com. And remember to tune in to the Mind Blowing Tana Alonzo Show live on July 3rd, 2015.